This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Test work on the base, 13 shots after the bottom. Let me say it. Above we learned the machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi. If truma of chametz is mutter to burn erev Pesach together with something as tamei, do you say since it's going to be destroyed soon anyhow, but chometz you have to destroy? So even though it's tumah, ordinarily it's also to be metame tumah, but now it's mutah to burn the tumah Torah of chometz with something tumah. That's what the Meir holds, and the Rabbi Yisrael says no. And the Machlekes is in the sixth hour when Chometz is already Osir de Rabbana. And there also Rabbi Yisrael says Osir. Because since there's no Isir de Araisa of Chometz yet, you cannot be Metame Tumesh or Chometz to burn it up to something coming. And Ramea says yes, it's muta. That's the machlekes Ramea and Rabbi Yosi. If it's in the sixth hour, when you're burning chometz before Pesach, if it's muta to burn truma tehora with tmeya. Ramea says yes, Rabbi Yosi says no. Now Rabbi Yochanan said a chiddush. He said, when does Rabbi Yosi differ with Ramea only in the sixth hour? Because then chometz is on the awesome of the Rabbanan. Well, in the seventh hour of Pesach, chometz is already awesome of the Araisa. It's the same as if the chometz was, Tumah was Tommy already. It wasn't Tommy. It's just chometz. But since it becomes awesome of the Araisa in the seventh hour, even Rabbi Yosi will agree you can burn the Tehora with its mayor. So we see Rabbi Yochanan is telling us a chiddush that by Isa de Araisa, Rabbi Yosi equates Isa to Tumah. Just like if it was Tumah already, he wouldn't say you cannot make it Tumah again. It's Tumah already. So if it's already not Tumah, but it's also Mid Araisa in the seventh hour, Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Yosi agrees you can make it Tumah. You can burn it together with Tumah. So once more, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? That in the seventh hour, Rabbi Yosi agrees with Rameya, you can burn chometz of Tumah Torah with Tumah. But first talk about the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. We're in Tesvav Amid Beis, 13 shuras up from the bottom. Leimim Misayele, let's say a proof to Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yosi agrees that in the seventh hour, you can burn chometz of Tumah Tehera with Tmeya. Ha'pas she'ipsha. That they came moldy, v'nifsalo melech alodam, and it's unfit for a human people, person, to eat it. V'akelev yocholech, but a dog is still able to eat it. V'tama tumas echlim v'kebetzim. It can become tame, tumas echlim, size of a kebetzim. Now, this pas was tome before it spoiled. That's why metame tumas echlin. So even though it's spoiled and no longer fit for a person to eat, still as long as it's fit for a dog to eat, it doesn't lose its original character as an echel. And it's still metame. If it kebetz, the size of an egg of it, it touch something else, it's metame. Now suppose it's tumah. When you srefesh, you can burn it in matmeya bepesah. What do we see here? Although it's tumah, but if it's so spoiled that it's not fit for a person to eat, we don't care if you're metameh it. when you're burning it Erev Pesach. Now what do we see here? That although there's no tumah at all on this thing, it's only unfit to eat. So the Gemara equates the unfitness to eat with the Isa Deraisa, just like chametz in the seventh hour. It's unfit to eat because it's also Deraisa. It should also be muta, even though it's perfectly toya, to burn it with Mayan Pesach. So once more, just like you see here, Parashe Ipsha of tumah, chametz, even though it's not tummy at all. Still, since it's unfit for a person to eat, you can be metami it to burn it Erev Pesach. So also, chametz in the seventh hour, even though it's tumah tahara, because the seventh hour is isa deraisa, it's unfit to eat, also should be muta to burn with tmeyon pesach. That's the proof, say that. Enter the Gemara, it's no proof. Shanios is different there. The alpha of Balma, it's only dirt. Alpha means dirt, Balma only. Because it's only dirt once it ipshas moldy. That's why you can burn it up. But if it's real food, fit to eat, and it's tumah tahara, it could be, even though it's also midaraisa in the seventh hour, you wouldn't be permitted to burn it. What are you bringing me a proof? The Pasha Ipsha is no longer food. It's matame tumas echlin, because it originally was food, and it still is fit for a keli. But it's not fit for people to eat anymore. That's why you can burn it up, even though it's not tummy. But if something, tumah tahara, is osa in the seventh hour midaraisa, still it's real tumah, it's fit to eat. And even if it's a isha deraisa on it, but there's no tumah on it. So who says it's muta to make it tummy? Say that. Now the following words, the following ihoche, is not a follow-up. This ihoche goes back to a previous statement of Rabbi Yochanan, that Ramea learned his halacha, that you can burn Erev Pesach. So here with Tmeya, he learned it from Hanina's Gana Kehanin, and not from the Din of Rabbi Yehoshua. He learned before models, various models. But Rabbi Yochanan says, Rameah's model was the story of Machanina's Gana Ken. That's where he learned his din from. He didn't learn it from the Machlekes or Rabbi Lezman Yeshua. That's the Morris Kashvag. So, if Rameah learns from Machanina's Gana Ken, my, what's Rabbi Yeshua telling Rameah? Maybe Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, that if it's perfect to Tahara, you can't burn it with Tmeya, only if it's Tluya. So it looks like Rabbi Yeshua heard that Rameya learned not from the model of Ahonias Gan HaKenim, but from the model of Lezer Yeshua. And that's why he's refuting and not a good proof in that model. But if he's not learning from there, Rameya's learning from Ahonias Gan HaKenim. So he's talking about one thing, and Yeshua's talking about something else. Rabbi Yisai is giving an argument of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer, but Rabbi Yisai didn't learn from there. He's learning from Rabbi Yisai Gan say the Kasha. And so the Gemara, Hachi, come Ale Rabbi Yisai Rabbi. This was Rabbi Yisai saying to Rabbi Yisai. First he says, your proof from Rabbi Hanina's Gan HaKen, Eino Hiyami is not a proof. Why? He didn't say. We'll see later. It's not a proof. And I have a proof on the opposite. My own proof from the Machlekes Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua that it's not like you say. That's what he's saying to him. Again, first he says, your proof from the Rabbi Chanina's Gan HaKenim, I know he amid, it's not a good proof. But I have a proof against it. You cannot burn Tahir Rabbi Tmeya. I feel Rabbi Yeshua, the Mekel, who says you could, Ki Mekel, when is the Mekel Betluya, if it's a suffix? To put it together as something tomat. Abel for Toyot Melo, for something perfectly Toyot, no. That's all they say. So Rabbi Yisai understood that Rameh learned from Rabbi Nina's Gan HaKenim. And first he said, Eino Hiyamid is not a good proof. I'll soon see why not. And I have a proof from Machlek, Rabbi Yisai, since Machlek is only Tluyot, a suffix with Tmeyot. But to her with me, nobody will say it's to say that. Why the Gemara Yehachiyev so? Yehachiyev so goes on two things. If so, that Rameya learned from Rechonina's Gana Kehanim. And also, if so, would you, Rabbi Yechanan, equate Isa and Tumen? Rabbi Yechanan said, it will be in the seventh hour, as Isa de Araisa, Rabbi Yechanan would agree, you can burn the Torah with Tumaya. That's a Chiddush. Even though the Torah is perfectly Toher, but since it comes also mid rice in the seventh hour, you can burn Tumah Torah with Tumaya. So two things. First of all, he says that the Meir learns from the model of Nina's Gana Kani, as Ihochi of Sahib Akasha. And also, since you equate Isa with Tumah, just like something is Tama, you can be Mitame, something is Osa, you can also be Mitame. That's what he said. Also mid rice. According to Rabbi Yose. Even Rabbi Yose, who has scruples about that, but if it's also midaraisa, he agrees you can be midtamia. If so, then amai einohi amida. Why isn't it a good proof? Midamida is a good proof. But Rabbi Chanina ben Zgana Kerem said, you can take bosa that became tamei tumei derabonon, and you can be midtamia more. You burn it together with me, be mitamiyat more. So why shouldn't you say, Rabbi Yehi, why shouldn't you agree with Rabbi Meir from this proof, that you can take chometz when it's in the sixth hour, it's also midarabona, and you can be mitamiyat? Take the tumah in the sixth hour, chometz, it's also midarabona, and you should be able to mitamiyat, burn it with Meir. Because Rabbi Yehi equates Tumah and Isa. And since Rameah brings a proof that even Isa the Rabbanan is Mutter de Mimetamet. Boso, that's Tumah the Rabbanan, the blah 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 Tumah the Rabbanan. It's only Rabbanan. Still it's Mutter to burn it with Tumayo because you have to burn it up anyhow. So also, Erev Pesach on the sixth hour when Chum is Osim the Rabbanan. So even though it's Tumah Tohira, which is also with the Rabbanan, and he equates Rabbi Yechon Isa and Tumah. So therefore, since we see from the model of Aminah's Gan Yakeanim, even Isa the Rabbanan, you can burn Tohira, you can burn together with Tumaya. So therefore, Rabbi Yechon should ask himself, why does Rabbi Yehi disagree with that proof? Why shouldn't Rabbi Yehi agree if he holds that Isa and Tumah are all the same, so why shouldn't he agree that you can burn in the sixth hour when it's Osam with Rabbana? Why shouldn't you be able to burn Tumah of Chometz Tohera with Meir? Say the Kasha. If Rabbi Yechon hadn't said that statement that equates Isa and Tumah according to Rabbi Yehi, there wouldn't be any Kasha. Rabbi Yehi said, what are you bringing me a proof? There's Tommy Midrabbanan, so you can make it Tommy more. But Chometz is not Tommy at all, so you can't make it Tommy. But now that Rabbi Yechonim said that the Rishi agrees, Chometz in the seventh hour, even though it's Tumah Torah, you can make it Tommy. Why? The seventh hour is entirely unfit. It's like a real Tumah. That's what Rishi. That's why Yechon is Mechadish, it's Chiddush. That even Rabbi Yehi would agree in the seventh hour. If Rabbi Yehi agrees now that we equate Isa and Tumah, so how can Rabbi Yehi disagree with Rameo's proof on the Chanina's Gana Canon? Rameo brings a proof. From there, you can take something as Tomei Midarabonon and make it more Tomei. So also, something as Osir Midarabonon, Erev Pesach, Chometz, also in the sixth hour, should be able to make a Tomei. It's a good proof, so why does Rabbi Yehi disagree with that proof? Talk it over. Why does Rabbi Yehi say it's not a good proof? Because Rabbi Yehi holds that that Bosor we started with at Vlad Vladatume was Tomei Medea Raisa. Since it's Tomei Medea Raisa, you can make it more Tomei. what to say. In the sixth hour, and something is also chomesh darabonan, you can make a tummy, no proof. You only bring a proof that somebody has tummy made their eyes, you can make it more tummy. Now, Susi Wise says, that's tummy the eyes. That's how it was pshat. That Vlad Vladatum we started with, that you're burning it with something as tummy, was tummy made the eyes already. Therefore, you can make it more tummy. But chomesh in the sixth hour, tummy toil, it's only also in the Rabbanan. So who says yes to the Rabbanan? You can be with me with Tami? Inside. Omer Rabbi Yom Yehocha here, quote Rabbi Yosef. The story of Rachanin is God again, he was talking about Boso, Shenit no be Mashkin, Shenit mu Mahmoud Sheretz. Rabbi Yosef holds, it was a case where a dead Sheretz touched, now I'll tell you what the Rashi says, and want to make it even more understandable. Rashi says, there's a dead sheretz, which is avatuma, touched a keli, and made the keli a rishon. The keli touched mashkin, and made it a sheni. And the mashkin touched that piece of bosa of tevis, and made it a shlisha. So it's a shlisha d'araisa. Since a shlisha d'araisa, there, Rabbi Hanina's going to kill and testifies that he didn't watch it anymore, and when they had to burn it, they burned it together with other things that even more tummy, with things that are more tummy. Since it's already tummy midaraisa, you can make it even more tummy. That's why over there it's muta. But there's no proof you can take something, chometz, in the sixth hour, it's only also the rabbonon, and make it tummy. No proof. From aisa daraisa, it's muta, make it tummy. From a tumor deraisa, a shlishi, you can make it more tummy. So bring a proof from there that somebody also made a rabbon in the sixth hour, you can make it tummy. There's no proof. Let's talk it over first. Now, what is Rameh answer to that? Rameh says it's only a tumor deraisa. Mashkin, he holds, can never make anything tummy with deraisa. That's Rameh Shita. Mashkin can never make anything tummy with deraisa. So therefore, that story is that somebody's tummy with deraisa. And still you can make it more tummy. So therefore I hold chometz in the sixth hour is also midrabban, you can make it tummy too. But Rabbi Yosef says, no, maskin can make something tummy midaraisa. And therefore they're talking about tummy midaraisa. From the tummy midaraisa to make it more tummy, there's no proof that you can take something that's also a sixth hour midrabban and make it tummy. Always the male tummy. A male goes according to his shita, and Rabbi Yosef goes according to his shita. Amel et Tami, the Amel says, two mes mashkin, the Tami achem, don't the Rabban. The old no mashkin can make anything Tami with the Raisa. And therefore that story, of when he has gone to a canyon, even if the boss ever came to him, Amel is a mashkin, so he also Tami with the Rabban. And still you can burn it with Tamea, make it more Tami. And Rabbi Yeshe, the Tami follows his sheet, the Amel, two mes mashkin, Tami achem, the Raisa. So since it's tummy midaraisa over there, that's why you can make it more tummy. For something that's chometz for 6 hours, only us midarabonan, who says you can make it tummy? Say that. Now Rabbeisai, in case you're not shaky at all in the Gemara, you'll learn together with us the following piece of Rashi. Otherwise, just forget about it and wait till we finish Rashi. In case you feel confident in the Gemara, look in Rashi, 7 lines up from the bottom, near the end. Akati kalekshu. Seven lines up from the bottom. Akati kalekshu. What's the story? It was a case of a dead sheretz that touched a keli and made it a rishon. The keli touched the mashkin and made it a sheni. And the mashkin touched this bosor kedish of a Manila's Gana Canyon and made it a shlishi. Now, according to Rabbi Yosef, it's a shlishi d'araisa. There's no proof from there, he says. A shlishi d'araisa, you can make it more tummy. There's no proof that something that's in the sixth hour, it's only also with Rabbanan, that you can make it tummy. No proof. But Rameh holds that it's not a shlishi d'araisa, only a shlishi d'Rabbanan. He holds a maskin and not mitami anything else. Only me the Rabbana is metame. If that boss came, only told me the Rabbana. If you bring a good proof, says Sami, Sami the Rabbana, you can make it more tame. So therefore, Chumash and 6 hours also tame the Rabbana, you can make it more, you can make it tame. Now just talk about once more before we start the Rashi.
Okay, good.
The Akata Ikel Chur, still there's a Kasha to ask. What other place? 7 lines up from the bottom of the last words. The Akata is still Ikel Chur, there's a Kasha there. So, Kibin the Ein Echo Me Tama Echo Elvi the Rambonon, this we learned at the beginning of Sugya. One Echo cannot make another Echo Tama with the Rice, only the Rambonon. My Koma Hami Lei Hai Bosa Rishin the Bosa Shlishi. What effect does it have to burn the bosa, his tummy with a reason, but the bosa is a shlishi? In the mission, what are you doing? Only thinking to make it a shady with a rabbon. But the reason touches the shlishi, not my tummy at midrash at all. On midrabbonan, the reason makes the shlishi a shady. If that's all it accomplishes, it makes a shady midrabbonan. So I said, "Me koranami." From the beginning, it also shani me the rabbanon. Why? The ilu mashkin shenoga bahem. The mashkin that touched that piece of meat, triloya. The ilu arishim me the rabbanon. Why the mashkin the rishim? The honoga be rishim. The mashkin touched the rishim. If mashkin touched a rishim, even if it is shani, he now sends trilo. So the mashkin always becomes a rishim. So the mashkin is me the rabbanon. So the mashkin that touched that piece of meat was a rishon already midarabona. So it made that piece of meat tomei sheni midarabona. So by taking that piece of meat and burning it with a piece of meat that's a rishon, all you're adding now, making sheni midarabona before too. Once more, now pay attention. Rashi asking a kasha we asked long ago, and Tesa answered that kasha in a different way. Here's what Rashi asks. He's saying that this piece of meat that we started out with, which is a shlishi, is a shlishi according to Amea, a shlishi d'oraisa. Only and if we come in, she's the Rabbanan come in. The shlishi the Rabbanan. According to Amea, it's a shlishi de rabbon. Now, how to become a shlishi de rabbon? By means of a mashkin. And we'll soon see. So Amea said, you can take that shlishi de rabbon, that's what Pnimas Gana Karen tells us, and you can burn it with a rishon. Now, what happens if ain't echo matam echo medaraisa, it's only the rabbon. So therefore, that rishon, what does it do to that shlishi? Makes it a shlishi de rabbon. That's what it does, and it's no accomplishment at all. Because before, it was also a sheni with the rabbana. Why? Because how did it become a shlishi? Because the mashkin touched it. Any mashkin that had become tummy from a rishon or from a sheni, mashkin becomes a rishon with the rabbana. That's how I love it. Any mashkin that touches a rishon or a sheni becomes a rishon. So the mashkin is a rishon. A mashkin touched that piece of meat, it made it a sheni already. So what are you accomplishing now and making it more tome by burning it with a rishon? Say it once more. Amea says that this piece of meat that started out was a shlishi de abana. And therefore, Bachanina Skanakenim testified he used to burn it with a rishon, and by burning it with a rishon, it becomes more tome. Now the question is, if an eichel, can I make an eichel tome me now, Torah, only with the abana? So what does this rishon, when you burn with the shlishi, what does the effect it have on the shlishi? Make the shlishi a sheni with the rabbanon. So Rashi asks, it was a sheni with the rabbanon already. But how did that echo become a shlishi? Because mashkin touched it. Any mashkin tmeim or a rishon already. Mashkin tmeim, always a rishon. The dead sheres touch a mashkin, or a keli that's touch the sheres, touch the mashkin, makes the mashkin a tefillah rishon. The mashkin is a rishon, so the mashkin touched that piece of meat, made a sheni de rabbanon already. So what are you adding to me by burning that piece of meat with a rishon? Also making a sheni de rabbanon. See if you can see the kashin inside. Tosfos asked that kasha long ago. And I explained that Tosfos gets around that. Tosfos said in the days of the Beis HaMikdash that Rabbi Hanina's guy I came talking about, he did not yet make that gezerah that Mashkim Ekam Harishon. So therefore, if a dead shell touched the Kele was Harishon, and the Kele touched the Mashkim was ashamed. That's all. In the olden days, it remained ashamed. Therefore, if it touched the Basra, it's only a Shlishi. That's how Tesla explained. Talk about Tesla, sir. Bunch of things that Hanina's guy came after all was at the end of the Beis HaMikdash. He survived the Beis HaMikdash. He should be talking according to the last Takanas. They say he's talking according to the old history. And Rashi is talking according to his time. His time at the end of the Beis HaMikdash did have the Takan already. So it should be a Rishna Maske, and therefore it wouldn't be a Shlishi, that piece of meat to be a Shady. That's Rashi's Kasha. So Rashi answers as follows. I'll tell you about it at the same time. Although we learn three shittas, two of the Chachamim above held that Eichel, although it's not Metama Eichel Medaraisa by Chulin, but by Tumim, or at least by Kedah, it is Metama Eichel Metama Eichel. So therefore, you take my Sheni the Rabbonon, and you're making it a Sheni the Raisa. That's a very good. Yeah. The piece of meat, I mean, it says a Sheni the Rabbonon. Because it was made tummy by Mashkin. Mashkin is always a tchila according to Rashi, even though Bechanina's Tainer's time. So the Mashkin touched that piece of meat and made it a sheni the Rabbanan. Right? Mashkin is a tchila the Rabbanan. So it touched a piece of meat, made it a sheni the Rabbanan. And now you're burning it together with meat that's tummy, a basar kedish, Arishan. Arishan, if it touches a sheni de rabbana, makes a sheni de aisa. Because mina tere, these chachamim hold by kedish, eichel metama eichel. So as Hamir's group, a sheni de rabbana make a sheni de aisa. So we see you can do it. Therefore, you can take chomis de rabbana, the sixth hour, and make them a tami deraisa. You burn it together with two. Once more. Rameh said, since that piece of meat is started with a sheni derabana, because it's tami, that means a mashkin, which only tami derabana. What a mashkin derabana, the reason. And the mashkin thought that piece of meat made it a sheni. Now, since the piece of meat is a sheni derabana, now you burn it with a piece of meat of Kedesh, Arishan, as you tell me with Arishan, so that Rishan touches the Sheni and makes it a Sheni the Raisa. I said, yeah, Arishan touches the something else, makes it a Sheni. For the Sheni, well, not the Sheni the Raisa. Oh, so taking a Sheni the Rabban makes a Sheni the Raisa. So also you can take a piece of Chomets in the sixth hour and make it Tomei. Talk over Rashi answer. And Rabbi Yosef says, no proof. Rabbi Yehuda holds a mashkim a tami, something else made a raisa. So therefore, that's a shlishi de raisa. So it's a shlishi de raisa to make it a sheni de raisa. That's not, I agree. A shlishi de raisa, you make a sheni de raisa, I agree. As long as it's tami de raisa, you make a sheni de raisa. But something is not tami de raisa at all, and it's only made a rabbon, the chomis in the sixth hour, you can make it tami. Now talk it over once more. The last word, the Tanya. Before we learn, Rabbi Yochanan tells us that Rav Meir learned from the model of the Haninus Gan HaKeanim that is Mutar on Erev Pesach to burn Tumah Tahirah of Chomesh together with Tmeah. And what's his model? The Meir holds that Mashkin are metame other things only midarabana. In our Torah, Mashkin cannot make anything tame. So when Rabbi Hanina said, Bosa, that became tame, means by means of Mashkin, So only is midaraisa to midaraisa. No tummy at all. I'm asking, can't make anything to midaraisa. So it's only a tummy midarabona. And still, when he wanted to burn it in the Beis HaMikdash together with other things that were possible, were tummy. They burned it with something that would make it tummy midaraisa. So they took a thing that's tummy midarabona and made it tummy midaraisa by burning it with something else. So you see that even though Minatera, Mashkin cannot make anything Tomei, only Midrabanan, so that Bosa, I'm repeating, was Tomei from the Mashkin, only Tomei Midrabanan, but since you're going to burn it up anyhow, you can burn it with the sun, you'll make it Tomei Midrabanan. So therefore, the same as Chometz, Tomei, Tohera of Chometz, since it's the sixth hour, Erev Pesach, just also midrabon, that's all. Still, you can be metameit and burn it with something to make it tomei midaraisa, because you have to burn it up anyhow because of Pesach. That's Rabbi's model. And Rabbi Yehuda has no model. But Rabbi Yehuda holds maskin on metame things midaraisa. So that meat we started with, it was tomei from maskin, it was tomei midaraisa. It was at least a sheni midaraisa. So now, with a shlishi midaraisa, I mean, at least a shlishi midaraisa. Now you're making a sheni midaraisa. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, taking something that's tummy midaraisa and making it more tummy, that's not such a big proof that you can take something which is toya midaraisa and make it tummy. And if Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rameh's limits, I'll leave once more now, so you'll not talk over. Rameh holds a mashkin cannot be metame anything midaraisa. So the first piece of basar kedish became tummy from mashkin, so it's only tummy midaraisa. And still you can burn it with something that makes it tummy midaraisa. So you see, you can take tuma tahira and burn it with tmeya in the sixth hour era taste. But Rabbi Yehuda says no proof, because there, the basar that became tummy from mashkin is tummy midaraisa. Mashkin can make something tummy midaraisa. Once it's tummy midaraisa, to burn it with something else that makes it more tummy, that's not such a severe thing. But from there you want to learn that tumah that's entirely tahoira, chometz shel tumah tahoira, to make it tummy with other chometz shel tumah tmeya, you can't do that, say that. The last word, teslovon is beis, the tanya. So now he's bringing the machlekes about mashkin, tumas mashkin. Sofek mashkin lihi tomei. If it's a sofek, if the mashkin became tomei or not, tomei. Because he holds, mashkin can become tomei themselves, midaraisa. If it's a sofek daraisa lechumra. The tomei acher, it's a sofek, if mashkin made something else tomei or not, let's say it's a question, did something touch mashkin tomeiim or not? So we say that sofik is a sofik d'abonon. Toya d'ibramea, because mashkin minatera cannot make anything tomei, only d'abonon. So if it's a sofik, the mashkin touch that stuff or not, sofik d'abonon l'kula. V'chein hoi rabbeloza oimer kidvot. So you see, it seems rabbeloza agrees with Hamea that mashkin have tumis atzma, they can become tomei, but minatera they can't make anything else tomei. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer La'Pil Tomei. Rabbi Yehuda holds any sofek of mashkin, not only a sofek, if mashkin became tomei, or if mashkin touched food and it made it tomei, but if mashkin is a sofek, if they touched a keli, it's also a sofek daraisa. Because he holds a mashkin has such a powerful effect that metame keli also midaraisa. That's an extreme opinion. He holds mashkim not only can become tomei themselves midaraisa, and not only can be tomei other echelim mashkim midaraisa, but they can become tomei also kelim. If it's a sofik, the mashkim touch kelim, it's a sofik, the rice, and it's lachoma, it's tomei. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Eimer, they say as follows. If it's a sofik, if Mashkim touched apples, let's say, Mashkim Tmeim touched apples, that's a Safek D'oraisa, because they hold Mashkim could make food Tamei. So we go to home and we have this answer Tamei. The Kalim Tevet, that's a Safek, if Mashkim touched Kalim and made him Tamei, Mashkim in a Tevet cannot make Kalim Tamei, and therefore it's a Safek D'Abonon and the Kulim. Now we have three shittas. Tamei is the most lenient, and also Rabbi Elazar. The whole Mashkim cannot be mitame anything in our Torah. Only they themselves can become tame. Now the Yehuda holds extreme opposite. Mashkim can mitame anything in our Torah. Mashkim can mitame anything in our Torah. And Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon say Mashkim can be mitame in our Torah, only other echlin are Mashkim. Besides that they can themselves become tame, they can be mitame other echelon mashkin. But kelim, they cannot be mitame. Say that. Now there's a fourth opinion that holds mashkin have no tumi at all, even that they themselves cannot become tumi midaraisa. And all four opinions are based on the pasuk, it's called echel ashe ochel, echel amashke, ashe yeshose behol kli yitmo. So one learns Pshat, the Mashkin, that Yeshose b'chol kli, Mashkin, you drink, can become Tame. Yitma means it can become Tame. But not yet Tame is something else. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yeshe Shita is, Yitma means it becomes Tame, and becomes Tame something else. But only Echlin and Mashkin. Rabbi Yehuda hold Yitmo, even the Kli becomes Tame from the Mashkin. And the fourth Shita holds, that's not talking at all about Mashkin becoming Tame. Food that was subject to Hechsher by Mashkin, Yitmo, that food can become Tame. Mashkin can be machshel kabal tuma, but not that mashkin themselves have any tuma. So there are four sheets. I'll repeat now the four sheets. The male sheet is that kol mashkin asher yeshase b'chol kli yitmo. Mashkin can become tame, but not yet tame is something else. Just yitmo itself. And Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon say yitmo. Mashkin can be metame something else also. But Echlin and Mashkin, but not a Kaelin. And the Yudah says, Mashkin, she yeshose the whole Kli Yitma, even the Kaelin is Tama. And the fourth sheet that says, Mashkin, have no tomb at all, may not tell you. It's only, the Pasuk is talking, if something, Echlin, became subject to Heksha, it was weathered down by Mashkin, then Yitma, then the Echlin, capable of becoming Tame, but not that the Mashkin themselves can become Tame. Talk about the four sheets. The fourth line down from the top. The Sova Rabbalaza, does Rabbalaza hold Mashkin Islahu Tume Baila? Does Mashkin have any Tume at all? But it says on the second line, Rabbalaza agreed to Rabmea, which means that Mashkin have a Tume Atzma. Can become Tame themselves. You mean to say Rabbi Lozal's Mashkin at any tomb at all? But Tanya the Baraisa. Rabbi Lozal, any tomb at a Mashkin called Ikar. There's no tomb at Mashkin at all. Any kind of tomb at a Mashkin at all. Teda, Shino approved that it's so. Share, hey, Yoise Ben Yoazo Israel. He brought to the Sanhedrin a testimony on a number of things. And one was, Al Eil Kamso Dakom. Eil Kamso, a certain kind of a locust, a certain kind of grasshopper, that is kosher. Dakom means it's toya, it's kosher. Now the locust, you have to know the simonim, that some are kosher, some are not. So he testified of a certain kind, a species called Eil Kamso, that is kosher. And at the same time, he testified also al maskin beis mit bechaye, that the maskin of the beis amit bechayim, that's where they slaughtered the korbanos, in the beis hamikdash, in the azor, all the liquids that are there in the azor, the beis hamikdash, darken the toher. What does that mean, the toher? It means they cannot become tamei, because he holds that there's no tume midaraisa on mashkin at all. Only midarabona there's tume on mashkin. But the rabbonan, when they made this decree that mashkin could become tume, they're limited only for outside the Beis HaMikdash. But in the Azar of the Beis HaMikdash, they let it remain for the old system that mashkin can never become tume. So mashkin, beit mit bechai, all the mashkin, whatever it is, wine, or water, anything else, or shemen, inside the azore, even if it was touched by a dead sheretz, it remains toya. So we see he holds that mashkin have no tumis atzma midrash at all. That's why in the Beis HaMikdash they could allow it to remain toya as it always was. And Exil making it tummy in the Rabbon is only on the outside of the Beis HaMikdash. That's a kasha. If Rabbi Elazar says there's no tumah mashkin at all, how can he say above on the second line, he agrees with Rameya who holds mashkin have tumas atzmon? Say that. Now this kasha could be answered in one way. Only if this would be right, Lishmuel, Gama Shmuel said the word dakon in the testimony of Yosef ben Ezra means dakon for the tamei tumas acher. They're pure, they cannot make anything else tamei. That's all he meant. Avol tumas atzmon yeshlem, but their own tumah they do have. That's how Shmuel learns, pshat, in the words of Yosef ben Ezra, that mashkin beis mit chaya dakon, they cannot be made tamei anything else, midat Torah. Only midat Rabbanan. Shapir is good. Because since it's only midarabon, they can be tamei something else. If the suffix, if they touch something else or not, the suffix deraisa is lekula. Now, once more, since it's only a din derabonon that mashkin can be tamei something else, so the rabbonon when they made that chumra that mashkin can be tamei something else, it's only outside the Beis HaMikdash. But in the Beis HaMikdash, the letters remain with the old system. The mashkin can be mitame something else. But themselves could become tame. No question about it. That's why, if it's a question, if the mashkin themselves became tame or not, we go to Chumrah. But a question, if the mitame is something else or not, so we go to Kula, because even if the mashkin did touch that something else, it was only a tumah d'rabbanan, so somebody upon the Kula. So now what are we saying? According to Shmuel, there's no kasha. Rabbi Elazar will hold exactly like a man. The mashkin have tumas atzmon, but they're not tumah tamei acher. So according to Shmuel, it would be right. Say that. Hello, but Rav the Omal Dakon Mamish Rav learned pshat in the words of Yosef ben Yehuda that Dakon means it's actually toil, even itself is toil. Because there was no tumah l'mashkin min ha-terah at all. And therefore, when the Homer gaze on tumah l'mashkin, only a mashkin outside of the Beis HaMikdash. But in the Beis HaMikdash, it remains like before, that the mashkin themselves cannot become tumah. Ma'ikra, man, what can you say? According to Rav Pshat, that the laws are holds, mashkin have no tumah of their own at all. So I can say, Rav Elazar said like Hamea, in the second line, the pain like Rav Elazar, Emikid Vorov, like Hamea was just masking, do you have tumah of their own? Omer of Nachman Bayis, he tries saying up to Achode. Rav Elazar agrees with Hamea on one thing. Hamea says masking cannot be metame other things. So this, Rabbi Elazar agrees. Only Rabbi Elazar goes further. Old mashkin have no tumah of their own either. This he disagreed with Rameah. Say that. Again, Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Achod, on one of Rameah's things, Rabbi Elazar agrees. when it says V'chein Omer Abalaz in the second line, like Lez Aymer, means he agrees with Amir in one of the things. Which thing? That the Amir says two things. Mashkin have no tumah to mitame anything else. This Abalaz agrees. That Mashkin can become tumah themselves, like Amir says. This Abalaz does not agree. Because the old Mashkin have no tumah at all. It's plural. He said, Rabbi Lozer said like Amir's words, plural. He said two things. It seems he agrees with both things. But oh, the Nefishi, it's plural. Nefishi means plural, not singular. Oh, V'chein means he said the same exact like Amir. Kasha, it's a Kasha. So according to Rav, who learns Pshat and Yesu ben Yeresa, the Maskin Beis Midrachaya, are darkened, entirely toya, and they had no tomb of their own, and this statement is given to us by Rabbi Lozer. So it's a contradiction to what Rabbi Lozer says above, that Mashkin are just like Amir says. Do we have tumas atzman? Say that. Rufa, we go back to what we learned previously. Rabbi Amar Dakon Mamish, Rabbi learns that Yesu ben Yezer said that Mashkin in the Beis Hamikdash are Toher entirely. They themselves have no tumah. When is a tumah Smashkin? Only the Rabbanan, and that's only outside the Beis Hamikdash. It's only Toher for making something else tumah. So in the Beis Hamikdash, tumah Smashkin, to make something else tumah, the Chachamim didn't make that gezeira, only outside the Beis HaMikdash. Abol tumas asman yeshla. But that themselves should become tamei, that's midaraisa. Therefore, that's even in the Beis HaMikdash. This we learned about. Now, Rav Amar Dako Mamesh, Kasavi holds tumas and mashkin, the only Rabbanan. V'chi goza Rabbanan. When the Rabbanan say gezeira, that mashkin should be tamei, the mashkin down, and mashkin elsewhere. But the mosque in Beis Midrachaya logos, they did not make exile. Ushmuel amal dakom eletame tumas achel. Mosque in the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah only, that they cannot make other things tame. Avo tumas asman yeshlehen, but they themselves could become tame, because Ushmuel holds. Tumas mashkin asman deraisit. Mosque in themselves to become tame, or asman atayah, that mosque become tame. And therefore, even in the Beis HaMikdash is Tameh. But the Tameh Acherim, it's only the Rabbanan. So the Chi goes, when the Rabbanan make a Gezeirah, that Mashkin can be Tameh something else, but Mashkin Dalman, Mashkin elsewhere. The Mashkin Beis Midrahayim lo gozer. But the Chi lo gozer, when the Rabbanan did not make a Gezeirah, that's more Acherim. Avo Tumas Atzman, Yeshvim, because the other Chachomim cannot be maker against the Din Torah. And since Mashkin themselves can become Tameh with the Eiser, so even in the Beis HaMidbachai, the Beis HaMikdash is also Tameh. You can't make a cool idea against the Din Torah, say. Rav Huna Bachine once said to his son, Ki Eilis, when you're going to come, the Kamed Rapop in the Yeshiva, before Rapop, Romele, you should ask him the following question. Mi Omar Shmuel, Dakom Eletame Tumas Acherim, Avo Tumas Atzman Yeshlehem. How can Shmuel say that Mashkin do have some Tumas at all men at Torah? I have to remember that all of these Shittas devolve on the Pasuk, Hol Mashke Asher Yeshose B'chol Kli Yitma. So if you'll hold that Mashkin have any Tumas at all men at Torah, it's from the word Yitmo. Now once you say Yitmo, the Torah has proclaimed it to be Tameh. That's the word Yitmo. Now, if that's the case, Kri Khan, you should rehear a Pasik. If meat touches a Tameh, it cannot be eaten. Which means, any bosom of Kadesh that touches anything that was declared Tameh by the Torah cannot be eaten. So what are you telling me, Shmuel? that mashkin, or they have their own tumah, they can become tumah. They cannot be metame anything else. Once you learn from the pasuk that mashkin are called yidmot, can become tumah. So when the Torah says bosa shayiga b'chol tumah lo ye'ochol, it means if bosa touches mashkin, tumah. You can't eat the bosa. But anything that's tumah makes the bosa of kevish unfit to eat. So we see that mashkin tumayim have a power to be metame the bosa. Say that. Now once more, to understand this question properly, I give a muscle. Just a muscle. And nothing to do with how you know it. It's a muscle. The Torah said, a man who was tame, and he was table, he's a tool yoyim. So the whole kedish lo yiga, he shouldn't touch kedish. Until nighttime comes. But the Torah didn't call him tame. He shouldn't touch kedish. Now, if he touched kedish, he could parcel it. But he's not called tame. Doesn't say he's made tame anything. He says he shouldn't touch kedish. So therefore, he had a case where something can spoil something of kedish if he touches it. Well, it's not called tame. But in the case of mashkin, Torah doesn't say you shouldn't use the mashkin. Torah said mashkin is yitmo. So once the Torah gives the name Yitmo, then any kind of pasuk later, anywhere else, that involves the word Tumah, means that. So when it says, Bosha Shayiga B'chol Tumah, you can't eat, it means if it touches Mashkin, that is Tumah. Because Mashkin, you say, oh, you called Yitmo. So what are you telling me, Mashkin can't be Tumah is something else? Omar, so he said, Omar Avshay Shabay, David, he wants to answer. He says, no kasha. Something can be itself tamei and not make something else tamei. Midi yave is something like arabi ba kedish. Suppose there was a tumah that touched kedish and it touched another kedish and this kedish touched another kedish. Finally, you have arabi ba kedish. It was a ov, touched a rishon, the rishon is a sheni, sheni a shlishi, it was arabi. Now the fourth piece of meat is arabi ba kedish. Arabi ba kedish, he can't eat his tummy. Only the word tummy is not written in the Torah on the Levi Bar-Kedish. We derive from Sehel, from Svoras, from Talochemus. Elsewhere, more talks about that. Now, the Levi Bar-Kedish, although it's tummy and not that you can't eat it, but if it touches something else, it cannot make a Hamishi Bar-Kedish. So we see that there are certain things that are tummy, and still they cannot be tummy something else. So let's say the Mashkin can be yitmo or tummy, and so the mashkin cannot be mitame something else. That's how a mayor will hold. The mashkin can become tame, but it cannot be mitame something else. Just like a viva kedish can become tame, and a mitame something else. Mashkin, actually, that's no good, not a good test. The viva kedish, it's not called tame in the Torah. It's only by a story we learn that if it's tame, you can't eat it. But not called tame. Therefore, Revi, if it touches Chavishi, the Pasik b'chol, Bosa Shayiga b'chol tame, lo yachol doesn't apply. But the Revi is not called tame. It's usher to eat because of tumen. It's not called tame in the Torah. Again, so the Pasik called Bosa Shayiga b'chol tame, lo yachol doesn't apply to me that touched the Revi. Because the Revi is not called tame. But hi, but Mashkin, that may I learn from a pasuk, mashkim ashi yisos v'chol kli yitmo, that's your source that mashkim do become tame. Ikei tame. If it's all tame, so then any place in the Torah where tumah is mentioned means that too. So abos ashayiga v'chol tame, even mashkim tmeim lo yachol. So we see that mashkim tmeim should be able to be tame something else. So kasha rameh is that mashkim could just become tame and cannot be tame something else. Say that, kasha. How can anybody say that mashkin don't have any tumah at all? He said the whole mashkin asher yishos v'chol kli yitmo. So you see, mashkin could become tumah. How can anybody say mashkin don't have any tumah at all? And for the Gemara, he'll answer as follows. Those who hold mashkin have no tumah will answer as follows. Ma yitmo Hirshir. It means it makes the Eichlin that encounter with the Mashkin Mukshal Lekabel Tumah. Eichel, Ashe Yachel, or Mashke Yeshosa, the whole Kli, Yitma means any Mashke in the Keli, if it comes in contact with food like apples, makes the apples Mukshal Lekabel Tumah. That's all. Now we have to stop here, because it's the beginning of a new Inyan here. But he said not to tell us that it's Talmud, not necessarily. If you want, you can learn Pshat, it's Masha. Abesai, remember it's before Zman Kirishma. You don't mind downstairs, before Zman Kirishma.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rav Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.